This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. We're continuing our look now at politics on the third day of our series, First Wisconsinites, Dispatches from Native American Life in Wisconsin Today.
Gary Bisaw joins us now. He's the chairman and a member of the Menominee Indian Tribe of Wisconsin. Chairman Bisaw, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you, Veronica. I'm pleased and honored to be here.
I want to talk a little bit about your role as chairman. How would you describe your job?
Well, to serve as chairman of the Menominee Nation, where the Menominee Nation is a different breed of cat. We're non-public law 280, which means we're the only tribe in Wisconsin that has criminal jurisdiction over its members on our tribal lands. We also have the largest land base reservation east of the Mississippi with almost a 250,000 acres of forest. But basically my job, I serve as a spokesman and represent the tribal legislature in all of our relations with other governments, including state, federal, and other tribal. I preside at all meetings of the tribal legislature, and I appoint members to committees to the legislature. I serve as an ex officio member of all of our standing committees of the legislature. I exercise supervision over all of the committees. I'm responsible for the agenda and all the administrative details of our regular legislature meetings. And basically, I serve at the pleasure of our tribal legislature. They give me directives, and mostly via motion, resolution, or ordinance. And again, I serve at their pleasure.
And you've said that one thing that people may not understand is that the Menominee Tribe is sovereign, and what that relationship means when it comes to the state and the federal government. Can you describe what that relationship is and what it means to be sovereign?
Well, it's interesting because the Menominee Tribe, in a certain sense, is like a mini state within the state of Wisconsin. And I speak for Menominee only because we have an even bigger amount of authority than other tribes because of the non-public law 280 status, which means we set our own criminal law, we have our own jail, we have our own court system, our own parole officers, our prosecutors. So we adjudicate courses, all altercations or conflicts with tribal members within the reservation. But in the bigger picture, we know our tribal members and our land and our culture best, and we govern our people both civilly and criminally. We follow federal law and tribal law, and not so much state law. So we basically govern ourselves, all of our own internal laws. Our tribal legislature develops. We operate by ordinance, by resolution, and by motion. And the ordinances are our laws, and the laws govern tribal members within the exterior boundaries of our reservation.
We're talking with Chairman Gary Bisaw right now of the Menominee Nation. And Chairman Bisaw, could you tell us about a typical day as chairman of the Menominee Nation?
Well, like any other leadership role, you know, there are so many meetings, whether it's with tribal members, whether it's with the department heads that I oversee. And typically, I would be dealing with my chairman's office manager. We have a tribal administrator overseeing the tribal administration for the tribe, emergency management director, finance director, human resource director, internal audit director, our lead prosecutor, and our chief of police typically I meet with them at least monthly or twice a month for discussions. I also have a lot of meetings with state agencies through Executive Order 39 through Governor Doyle's administration, I believe. There was an executive order that talked about recognizing tribal governments and consulting with them on any actions currently or proposed that might impact tribal governments. So many times we meet with state agencies regarding proposed actions. We also do a lot of actions because a lot of our funding and a lot of our responsibilities relate, our trust responsibilities the federal government has with us are held with discussions and with funding with federal agencies. I also spend a lot of time at tribal events as their spokesperson for the tribe and for the tribal legislature. So the days are packed. The days are very busy. I end up doing a heck of a lot of traveling. Again, I serve at the pleasure of our tribal legislature, so they make sure that I'm busy.
Let's talk about the legislature a little bit. What role do legislators play?
Well, our tribe had adopted a constitution and bylaws that established our tribal governmental structure, and it consists of a legislative and judicial branch, and some executive within the our legislative, but we have a separate but equal legislative and judicial branch. So legislative branch has the power to enforce and make laws, you know, within the limits of the Constitution. And they can seek legal counsel, you know, subject to the approval of the Secretary of Interior, protect the land and tribal assets, negotiate with federal, state, and local governments, and again, adopt laws of a general and permanent nature. They also work with me as chair in selecting officers from among our tribal legislature for our standing committees.
Looking at the big picture now for the Menominee tribe, what are the big issues on your plate? What are you looking at addressing right now?
Well, we have several things. One of those is there environmentally, we know that, and culturally, the Kila resources is an exploratory developmental mine company, and they are in Upper Michigan. They're from Canada, but they're proposing a mine in Upper Michigan that easily falls within the proposed, or their proposed mine falls within the ceded territory, original ceded territory of the Menominee tribe, and it's right along the Menominee River, which forms the interstate boundary waters between Wisconsin and Upper Michigan. They are proposing this huge open pit sulfide mine on the Michigan side, Upper Michigan side of the river, but the impact that would have for that huge acid mining mine that they're proposing would destroy and alter many of our burial mounds and sacred cultural sites that are within the footprint of that proposed mine. And also it's just a matter of time. It will pollute through groundwater, through the acid in the groundwater. It'll pollute the Menominee River and Green Bay. So that's a huge issue for the Menominee tribe right now. It's one of the main issues. But part of what we're doing also is we're trying to grow the tribe through jobs, through economic development, while still doing it in a sustainable way. We're struggling to preserve and actually bring back our native Menominee language, and we continually fight to educate decision makers on tribal treaty and trust responsibilities, and struggle to maintain our tribal sovereignty to control our own people as we go forward. So there are many things. We're one of the poorest county. We are the poorest county in Wisconsin, but we have some of the best land and best resources in Wisconsin and almost in North America. We struggle to make sure that we can keep this beautiful land for our children and grandchildren, and at the same time, make sure we have the jobs and the economic development here to make sure they have a good life.
Chairman Bezaw, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Veronica. I appreciate it.
That was Gary Bezaw, chairman of the Menominee Indian Tribe of Wisconsin. You can find archived interviews, articles, slideshows, and more from the series at WPR.org/first.